You. Okay, we're hi. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for doing it.
Hello.
This has been
thank
a long
you.
Time coming, dude.
Yeah, I've been waiting for the invite. Just did it. It just never made it. I'm glad
lost
I finally
in the goddamn mail, dude.
Yeah, I was. You deigned to let me on. I
100%.
Love it. I'm glad to be here in the rabbit chamber. It's wild. Do you walk the rabbits outside?
I've like tried to before, but they hate it.
Yeah,
they're really like the prey animal instincts are through and through.
When I heard
which is
you
why I relate to them.
Did that, I tried to write a joke about you walking the rabbits, like thinking of some old black man who lives here being like, this neighborhood's changed. Just to see a white woman walking a rabbit in this old
with,
Brooklyn
with like
neighborhood.
With a police escort.
Yeah,
you're like, okay,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
The rabbit has
with her
NYPD van.
With her
just
pumpkin spice
behind.
Latte just
yeah.
walking a rabbit
like,
through
what
Brooklyn.
The hell's going on?
She, they, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rabbits are scared at what you're doing in the neighborhood.
That's so funny. It actually would be so funny if that became like your closer.
I
just absolutely dunking
it.
On
it
me. That's so funny.
Just the thought of a 95-year-old black man is just like, I've been through so much. They didn't want to live here. Now they want to walk their rabbits. They didn't want to live by black people. Now they walk a rabbit. I don't know why that really
yeah,
cracks
I'm
me
like,
up.
It's scary outside for the rabbits. He's like, it used to be scary outside for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. It's so safe now that there's rabbits everywhere.
There was a guy who, I don't think he lives in this building anymore, but they would make fun of, because there was a, I would like take him to the vets, and I was trying to do that. I was like, let me take him outside. He was like, I'm going to eat that rabbit, dude. I'm going to put him in a stew. And it was so funny. I just had to be like, thanks
was
for letting
he
me live here.
He probably
no,
would.
No, he was fucking around. That's but I also was like, yeah, I, you know, people eat rabbits.
Oh, rabbit's really good.
Have you had it?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
What's the most
it's
exotic
like the best meat,
animal
I think.
You would eat? Really?
It's supposed to be like one of the best. Duck or rabbit?
I would never eat rabbits living with the Yoshmans.
It's a little too close for me now.
No.
But it's also probably not a lot of meat.
No, I don't think it's a lot.
I mean, you got to kill a lot of rabbits.
They
to
were
get,
eating
like,
it in
burger.
Lord of the Rings, I know, so I'm in. I know Frodo and Sam were always.
Yeah, it seems like some medieval Europe shit.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It seems like
yeah.
something I would eat.
Roasted
normally.
Hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like up there with like pheasant.
Yeah, yeah
it's like,
yeah,
what are we
very,
talking about?
Very noble.
They look kind of noble.
They do. They
look like
they
royal
do.
Rabbits.
It's not what I remember a rabbit looking like. They look very, they're very much cuter than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
They're
dude.
Like little doggies almost.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
totally. And this is their sleepy time, middle of the day, because they're crepuscular. They're most active at dawn and dusk, which
that's
honestly.
What crepuscular
so, they're,
means.
So the rabbits
Ramadan
are doing
friendly.
Ramadan.
Wow.
Yeah,
pretty
the
Ramadan
rabbits
friendly.
Are halal friendly. That's why they're so cute, is because they've accepted the Lord and Savior, the Prophet. Blessed be upon him. I don't know.
Rabbits are Muslim.
Muslims are Muslim.
Oh,
that's why
my.
They're scared of the evil West.
That's why it's so
prey
sad.
Animals in this world. Is
they're just like Muslims. They're always they're fucking and making so many more too. They're ruining right. our demographics.
All right,
they're
all
ruining right. our demographics. Come on.
I'm definitely gonna be like that lame guy that joins a thing and then gets like last minute gets super into it.
Like
you know?
Like Islam.
Like Islam. Yeah. I'll come in and just like I'll be Muslim for 2 days and then I'm like, you know, you shouldn't talk that way about
yeah,
one
yeah.
of the greatest religions of peace to ever talk.
There's like stereotypes about like white Muslims, but I don't know any stereotypes about like a Latino Muslim. Because
they don't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a stereotype that's like when it has happened.
You can start it.
I
you can
start
be
it.
The, yeah,
yeah
never
dude.
Meet a Latino Muslim. That
no.
could be you.
No, it would really send waves through them. They'd be like, wait, you have just a bunch of kids but you don't party? They're like, but that's like, we work hard so we could party. And they're like, no, we just drink tea and we'll just be like, I can't imagine. Like, it's truly, I think, a desert versus like a jungle climate.
And you can't have those candles that all the Latinos have anymore if you're Muslim. The candles with the saints on them.
Yeah.
Now,
like
if you're Muslim,
idol?
You can't do that.
No.
Yeah, yeah, you can't have images anymore. So you have to figure something out.
Damn.
That
the whole
fuck.
Thing's gone. You still listen to Bad Bunny? That's like my biggest question. Is reggaeton halal?
Reggaeton halal.
Pork's pretty good. There's a lot of really coming, really.
I could see you
stuff.
Being a good Muslim, though. I wish
yeah.
you well.
You
I
so?
Wish you well.
Yeah,
I wish
Jeff's
you
like,
well.
I don't know about good comic, but he being
yeah,
a Muslim,
yeah,
let
yeah.
me tell you that.
Give up comedy and become an imam. Yeah.
You know what it is? Because I don't think it's because you're a religious person, but it's because you would approach it the same way you approach, like, you're good at this because it's intermittent fasting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a hustle grind. Like, I'm going to 180 my life. Like, yeah. it is like the promise of, like, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, it's like comedy. Like, if I really dedicate myself, I'll have this salvation. But I'm like, with Islam, maybe that's. You know? That's like real, though.
Yeah, you're a very...
I have a better chance of having an Islam being real than
so funny. You're like, I don't believe in God, but better chance of that than making it.
Maybe in the next
life.
Getting,
yeah, like how you're more likely to get like struck by lightning on the way to buy a lottery ticket. You know, it's like you're more likely to convert to Islam and be correct on your way to a stand-up career. Like it's just like a diverged, but it was.
I'm just playing both fields to expand the base.
You have to try all the religions.
You gotta try
them all.
You're a big religious guy.
You went to
divinity school.
I didn't go to divinity school.
I thought you went to divinity school.
No, you have like a religious studies
degree. Religious studies degree. It was a public
Because divinity
university.
School is like to study to be one of the guys,
right? Yeah, it wasn't that. I thought about that. I know.
You have the vibe of someone who did go to divinity school.
I know. It'd
you
be
know
fun.
You know who Chris Hedges is?
Oh, yeah. That guy. The real lefty guy.
He
went to divinity school? Really?
He did. He was he's a big leftist
big
journalist.
Lefty YouTuber guy.
Big on Twitter too, right?
Probably, yeah.
He's an older guy. He's like a journalist. He's been all over the world and covered a bunch of stuff. But he went to divinity school, so he like used to be preach. But it's almost like he saw so much evil in the world that he doesn't really believe in God anymore. He's so like blunt about everything. Like someone will be like, "Do you have anything to, like that you feel hopeful for?" And he's like, "No."
Yeah, he's a very sad lefty. He's not lefties aren't happy. That's our problem.
He talks about I don't like to fetishize hope.
Insufferable.
Toxic positivity.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'm all on board.
I'd say insufferable in the sense of like you meet a guy like that and you're like, well, now I don't believe in fun either.
Yeah. Because he is right, but you don't want to believe that because that sucks.
Okay, please. Are you a God guy now?
I believe there's a God. I don't think anyone's nailed down which one it is, but there's God.
It's Scientology.
Could be right too.
They really got close.
The Zoroastrians or whatever.
Zoroastrian. It could be like some ancient Greek God. They were right. Somehow Poseidon was the right God.
Dude, that is a really funny. Have you ever watched The Good Place?
No, but I know the concept's like heaven, kind of. Yeah.
My dad was showing. He's like, "You got to check it out." We were watching it in the pilot, and she gets into like heaven or the good place or whatever. And there's just like a 15-year-old kid looks kind of stoned, like his picture hanging on the wall. And she's like, "Who's that?" And he's like, "Oh, that's the guy who got it right. Yeah, that guy got stoned in his basement in high school and just predicted all of it. And he was the only one, so we put his picture up."
That intro of The Good Place is fucking hysterical.
Hilarious.
That's very good.
Do you feel like... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, what makes you think there's a God?
Most
people on the podcast are like, what's, like Subway takes, but it's like, why do you believe in anything?
Why do you want hope?
we have it's like Subway takes, but it's like if your car broke down on the highway on the way to a road gig, and we're like, so what do you think about shit?
You have a gun
hostile?
In your mouth. What are you thinking about right now? About to kill myself.
Yeah, totally.
We have commute to a funny business gig takes.
Oh my god. Those gigs were brutal. That lady, I won't say her name, but she would always email you like, "You want to perform in Bismarck, North Dakota? $75, no lodging, show starts in 3 hours." She would always send me those things.
I think it was Drew Michaels saying like that those gigs were like, they were like, "Hey, there's a bag of money 7 hours away.
Yeah,
do you
want
to go drive to pick it up?"
Yeah. It is. The show's going to be bad, but you do get money at the end.
Kind of piggybacking off of your question, though, circling back.
I didn't answer your question.
Well, I was going to say that slash part B of that, did studying religions in like an academic context change your views or like inform your views on any of them? Like, did it make you more or less religious?
It made me appreciate that they're really all the same. There's really no gender. They have like their little Hindus got their eight. Armed, whatever, but it's all the same, really.
That's because the school was in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I learned about Hinduism.
Yeah, the eight arm whatever class, but Vicious Shiva or whatever.
There's some hammered Packers fan being like, "You got the eight arm whatever," and then there's the Holy Grail, and that is the.
But thank God they hate women too.
Every religion is the same because they hate women.
They do. They are kind of.
I mean, you get extreme enough,
women
like
women and gays. It's kind of what it all boils.
Like that. What if that's what unites the world?
It is kind of.
It's like, well, wait a minute. That's you what hate I thought.
And the way that people like every religion defends against those people is they're like, well, those that don't take their word for it. Those are only the people who follow this correctly by every letter of the book.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah,
ones
yeah.
who ignore the actual tenets of this aren't like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's no, always literally. The most extreme.
Well, they
There's
just
never
read
like
what,
a universalist
they just read exactly
Unitarian that's like, we kind of don't really have any denomination, but, you know, it's just kind of like peace and love and women can't vote. Yeah. Like, it's all the further you stray from it, the more it's like, chill.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It's my parents are those Unitarian type people.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but dude, they're filled with hate. Yeah. They're filled with hate. They go to these like hippie churches, then the message they take away is deport the Guatemalans.
Oh
my makes
God.
No sense.
So they're big MAGA folks?
They become, yeah. My dad is. My mom's maybe on the fence, but it's almost worse.
I feel like it seeped into the right, even if you were just like, I think because, they're small town, white Minnesotans.
They're from a suburb of the Twin Cities. They should know better.
Oh,
they're
like the they're you're, you're like, don't make it. Don't,
they're educated
don't
people.
Them.
They're quite smart. Yeah, oh, wow. They just got hoodwinked. It's crazy.
Wow. It's crazy when someone smarter than me is wrong because I'm like, you're wrong. But I don't have, but like.
It makes you realize.
But like, do you know something I don't know?
Yeah, yeah, right.
I do think you're wrong, but also,
you've
I'm on paper dumber
books.
Than you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my dad knows history very well, and he's like, I want to repeat it. That sounded like a pretty good time back then.
Oh, my God.
Let's run it back.
And what's his logic on voting for Trump?
He just think he likes billionaires. He thinks.
Wow.
They think billionaires, like, do a lot of good in the world.
Oh,
it's,
so they just
very,
well, you know what's interesting?
They're like tax Republicans. They're like, you can be gay or trans, but they're like, don't tax me.
Dude, I'm reading a book
right
now.
So it's
just,
all
they,
money.
They,
it's all money. That's
they
all
fully,
they
fully they fully drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
America.
They're all in on trickle down economics. They're like, if we have
because
a lot of money, they shouldn't take it away. Why do I? He hates taxes. My dad will get screaming about taxes.
The funny thing about that is the failures of trickle down economics actually created Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah, that
like,
that whole
like
thing.
That whole reactionary thing is like because of NAFTA and jobs going away and
sure,
like
wow.
and neoliberalism continued to fail people and then politics getting more and more extreme because there's all this anger you need to tap. So it's like, no, the fact that you like this guy wouldn't even exist if the world
if
you
trickle down had worked, he wouldn't.
Everyone
be
Everyone would
here.
Be happy.
Yeah,
wow.
It would be two candidates being like, "Isn't everything great?" And they're like. Yeah, do we even need to? Everything's great. It's all working. The billionaires, everything trickles down, and poor people, they're just riding around in unicycles giving each other high fives and blowjobs. But it's like the angry guy would only be angry
if it didn't
if stuff
work.
Sucked.
Yeah.
And you've had the same game plan since Reagan.
Because when's the trickle coming?
We're waiting
when's
on the trickle.
The drop going to hit my
Ain't
tongue?
No trickle coming.
It's not trickling
it's a,
down.
You're at a ball drop, and you've and people are literally
We're
starving
We're all just waiting
to
with our tongues out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the trickle down is like Chinese water drop torture where
yeah,
you're like
yeah.
once every 5 years I get a raise and then it gets taken away and you're yeah. like when's it gonna come again
yeah
the amount of people that have like
brilliant though
you know comedy like whatever people might they shit on anyone who does a creative they're like that didn't work out man. It's like you live in a society that has literally murdered hundreds of thousands of people in the principles of an ideology that has literally never worked
yeah it
it's
has
worked
never
for
worked.
10 people there's you know what I mean and it's like oh yeah oh you're still featuring it's like you still believe in capitalism you're a loser
but people
you're an absolute loser.
Well, Americans
are so
stupid.
You're not
going
to live to see your grandchildren. Do you understand? The oceans will boil. Because
but Americans still
believe.
Think that they could become rich one day. That's the lie
that's,
of America.
No, that's
that.
That's
people are like,
religion.
Don't. My dad's like, don't tax billionaires. I might be one day. Like they think that.
And you're like,
yeah.
Dad, it's over.
Yeah, it's like
you're
not
going to
be rich.
Yeah.
You did fine in your life, but it's not coming. Yeah. People think like, oh, if I just worked a little bit harder, I'd be up there with Elon. It's so
no, and
weird.
It's like no, his he literally got propped up from an emerald mine.
An emerald
Donald
mine
Trump's
in apartheid South Africa, where black people couldn't own businesses.
Where I found out, I believe his parents moved there. They
from
opted
Canada.
To move there
they
because
wanted
they,
to
there
move
were Nazis
there.
In Canada, and they're like, oh, there's a Nazi paradise.
His grandpa was a Nazi, and yeah. I don't know if his parents were officially, but yeah, definitely, Nazi
definitely,
adjacent,
definitely
adjacent,
like the, loves some of the talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely a big fan. You know.
I didn't like the uniforms, but yeah. I liked the ideology. Yeah, it's crazy how many. I like posted a couple anti-Elon jokes. How many? I got so many angry messages.
Damn,
people
really?
Were so like just random like guys who are carpenters just defending Elon Musk, and it makes no sense.
That's I got a few of mine of just like, oh, the left's collapsing and blah blah blah. Like it's you, a lot you guys of
cope harder, lib.
Yeah.
It's always like cry more, lib. I'm like, I don't like a billionaire you've never met.
Yeah, I'm just worried. So I'm just worried that my parents won't have Social Security.
Yeah, right.
I'm just worried that old people are gonna die in the street because an autistic South African didn't have friends.
I just like to go to a park again. Yeah. I want to go to a national park summer.
I like my taxes to go to a thing.
Yeah.
Not just like, hey, can we just have more lube for them to fuck us in the ass?
I can't.
We're getting more expensive lube for like Elon Musk to fuck America.
Please give us more lube. Yeah. We can't be paying taxes anymore. We got to be done with that, I think.
What do you mean?
I feel like I'm not paying taxes.
No, I stopped.
A form of protest?
Yeah. And like they cut all the IRS.
When I did your podcast like 3 years ago, you were like, I haven't paid taxes in a few years. And now it's kind of one of those things where you're like, and that was a protest.
I turned off. Yeah. Back then it was laziness.
And then you saw the genocide of Gaza and you're like, that's why.
And I was, yeah.
You're like, see, I knew that was going
to
happen.
You see what they did to the national parks? I've been protesting for years.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, now they fired all those people at the IRS. I know. You're like, oh, okay.
That's why I'm saying they can't. Maybe I am. They're not going to catch us anyway.
Also, we're such small fish in the
whole game. We're not making enough money.
We don't have like Swish bank accounts full of money. They're like, oh, I'm trying to get $20 that
we
you
want
made.
Our cut of the Toledo funny bone. We would like our cut. We heard you sold a lot of koozies in Toledo. we'd like a bit
you
of
imagine
that.
There's just an IRS office and it's you. They're like the koozie king.
Yeah. sold 700 koozies.
Like he's got, that's the head soldiers.
Yeah.
It's Alex and Tyler
My
Warbath.
Opener, Alex. Yeah. He's laundering money through his opener, Alex Dragovich, who then spends it on dates with blondes. Deep cut.
And then
no
Elon's
one.
Like, you can keep it if you're doing that.
Yeah, right. Didn't he just have his 14th kid?
Dude, he's mailing cum to people.
I didn't know he had. Is that what it is?
He mails like, cum.
Really?
He's mailing the cum.
So it's just the like IVS or what? IVF or whatever.
It's called like male selective IVF or something.
What?
Yeah, it's because I think he's on like that white supremacist like.
He's like,
our
we need more kids.
Need to spread. Yeah.
Oh, it definitely
there was some,
is.
One of his like ex-wives or like mothers of his children like was like suing him for full custody of their kid or something because she was like, he's met him 3 times, like I don't want I don't want this guy around.
Yeah,
in the thing she was like, one of the things he said to me when I asked him to spend more time with the kid was something along the lines of like, I'm busy, I have a legion of children to create.
Oh,
and you're like,
ooh, a legion.
I hope that his kids like team up to attack him.
Well, that one kid hates him.
The
trans kid hates him. Yeah. That was like the one he was supposed. That was his first kid, I think. Yeah, she hates him.
It's also like, that's on you, Elon. You had enough kids that it became statistically impossible to not have one trans kid.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
It was good. There's gonna be a gay one. There's gonna be a drag queen in there.
You're gonna get a
idiot.
Sample of. You're having like a DEI amount of kids.
Yeah. You're doing like a demographic study with your own children. One of them's gonna be black somehow. Yeah. He's gonna fuck up. Oh no, what a country. It's good. What anything positive happening in your lives?
we looked off like, well, there's these bunnies. They're cool.
The bunnies Ramadan. Are cool.
You know what? Honestly, what is positive about all this, and this is like a privileged stance, but it's where my life is at, is I'm leaning into hedonism a little bit.
Because
the more I learn about things, I'm like, I don't know that I'm going to have kids. I don't know that I feel a little hopeless. So I'm like, fuck it, dude.
Yeah, we're not going to live till 60 no matter what we do.
Yeah, I'm taking Ozempic. I'm going to Sephora. I'm like, let's just be like, I want to be dumb and hot and tune it out.
Saving money is stupid. To save money now, what are you saving for?
That's also, Jeffrey, I love you because you'll rationalize every bad decision I make. You're like, don't pay taxes, saving money's stupid. I'm like, this is actually based wisdom, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
This is because I see climate change statistics.
Yeah, dude.
Kenyon's been on that for years. You've been, the world's ending, might as well spend all my money.
I think it's like a very like white person thing to like, when things start to like the thing of like having lived your life under the illusion of like, things are great and there's hope and whatever, and then Trump happens and it's actually on the surface and we're like, I'm gonna sell my stocks and I'm
right. Everyone else knew
like,
this.
Everyone else is like, calm down, we've been dealing with it. It's
right.
Like, things
bad
get bad, you live
happens.
Your life. Yeah. But we're like, it's the end of the world. I mean, it is particularly
it is the
bad,
end of the world, but like, we are, we, they, everyone else is like,
it's kind
we
of our
knew
first
they
rodeo.
Were fucking us.
Yeah.
We knew we were getting stabbed the whole time, but we're like, the world's bad, I think. I think I just discovered the world's evil.
I didn't know. 8 years now. Of school.
Orange
that's
man.
That's what you said at your yeah. graduation. You were the valedictorian.
The world's bad. Orange man bad. It is crazy, but... Well, people get... It is funny because Trump is doing a lot of the same things Biden did, but we get more mad because it's him doing it.
Yeah, so there is
a whole, like... He's actually deporting less people than Biden, but he just does it in a more brazen way.
Mm.
But it is like Orange Man is always...
I think the rhetoric's scarier.
I agree Trump is worse, but like... Yeah. As of now, he's deporting fewer people than a year ago, which is crazy.
The rhetoric is like a weird line because it's like, I don't want to be the like neoliberal, like sheltered person that's like optics or everything is about optics. But at the same time, like certain rhetoric does embolden people in their daily lives to act different ways. And it's like, it just shifts the like Overton window of like accepted social norms in a way that it's like, that does cause like material harm. I don't know. It's like kind of like.
I think that's totally true. I mean, there was like a girl who was bullied so hard in Texas. We're like, we're going to deport your parents, that she killed herself.
Really?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think that. Yeah, if there was someone that was like, that didn't happen under Obama.
No.
People are like, oh, you deported the most people. I'm like, yeah, but no one ever shot up a Walmart and went, I did this because of Obama and what he said.
Yeah. People are way worse now.
Yeah.
There's some real mouth-breathing evil people in the crowds these days.
It's crazy now when you ask
someone. They're getting emboldened. And no one will say they voted for Trump anymore.
But I feel like more than they used to, though.
Because
it's like, we won twice. I don't ask it that much, though. I've just watched what other comics have asked, and I've been like, three people clap, but I'm like, I feel like you all wouldn't have clapped.
Yeah,
before.
That's true.
But you still, a lot of people are hiding, you think? Even on the road?
Some people, I think some more like of the intellectual looking Trump people are embarrassed by it.
Because like
the people who aren't buying the merch and all that, they're kind of embarrassed by it.
Who it was a pragmatic choice of like, I think this will work out better for what I want, but I'm not like, I love Trump.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
those
they're
guys
kind
are
of
like,
ashamed of it a little bit. The Zelensky thing was kind of embarrassing.
Dude.
That was wild.
Embarrassing to them.
That was pretty wild.
It was insane. Telling him to wear a suit, it's like,
I
thought he had a good fit.
Yeah, he did have a good fit.
I thought it's a good, like...
He had some drip.
It's like a war fit.
Yeah.
It's good.
It was
a
serious fit.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have to talk about your parents if you don't want to, like, put them on blast, but...
Oh, they don't care.
Just having, like, an insight into it, like... Do you think there's a red line that he could cross where they'd be like, or is there anything he's done where they're like, didn't love that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they say all the time, they're like, he's a sinner. He does lots of bad things. But they're like, it's always just boils down to the Democrats are worse. It just always boils down to they lie more somehow. There's like this deep sexism too. My mom's like, Kamala slept her way to the top.
Wow.
It was that whole thing. It's very bizarre.
Damn.
My mom's very feminist though also. And I try, it's they're they don't know what they believe really.
Oh, that's
because she like dated like three people. And my mom's like, she's a slut. And you're like, Trump got hookers piss on him, and they don't care.
Yeah,
they're like men.
No,
are
they'll
allowed.
Be like, ah, he's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they're
like
that's wild.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, no, and I'm like, and you want that guy in charge of insane decisions?
I think people want the world to end. I truly think. My grandpa said an amazing thing when COVID started. It was like right when COVID started, I was like, Grandpa, why won't people wear a mask? It seems like so obvious. Why would people not wear a mask? And he's like, deep down, everyone wants to die.
and it kind of
changed the way I look at the world. I think a lot of that is how people just want to die, but they don't want to kill themselves. So like, let's vote for a guy who's going to end the world. I think deep down people think that shit.
Wow.
Or people it's really sad.
I mean, it does sound like, could you have, bit like gotten your grandpa some Bojangles or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, deep down, everybody wants to die. And I'm like, why are you so... Who's being that mean to your grandpa? Like, what happened to your grandpa?
It doesn't sound that deep down for you, grandpa. It sounds pretty on the surface.
Deep down, everybody wants to die. And I'm like, all right, I'm sorry.
Well, pull the plug, grandpa. Yeah. Okay.
I'll turn off my comedy album. I didn't realize it was annoying you like
that. That's actually... You didn't know, but that's so funny. My grandpa, like... This is a dark story, but kind of funny. My grandpa somehow discovered a YouTube clip of me.
Yeah.
He was like 92 years old, somehow found a clip of me at the Laugh Factory on YouTube. And I had a joke about my grandma that was a little dirty. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like a dirty joke about my grandma. And he like wrote me a letter on my birthday that like said like he disowned me as a grandson.
Oh my God.
Because of my comedy, yeah. He said, you're a crass, disgusting man, and I don't want to... you to be a part of the family, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. And
oh
then he,
my!
Then he died like a year later.
Holy!
No, he spoke like twice after
Jesus.
That.
Dude,
yeah, it was wild.
So people talk about like sacrificing for the craft.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
People talk about getting canceled. You're like, my grandfather never spoke to me again.
Yeah, it was all worth it for a joke about my grandma having good sex.
That's fucking crazy. How did that feel?
It was brutal. Brutal. Yeah. It took me a long time to recover. He was
I'm so
kind
sorry.
Of my hero. But yeah. It is very funny.
Oh, Jeff.
But Jeff, you're kind of our hero, man.
But
you're
he
so
was
funny.
A bad guy. He is a bad guy deep down. But it is very funny.
It does
funny.
Kind of play into that everyone has a death wish. You're like, my hero is someone who doesn't want me to live. Like.
Yeah, yeah, right. Didn't believe in me. So whenever I...
It's also so much of stuff is like generational where it's like, that's class and
so
disgusting. And it's like, back in your day, it was completely acceptable to be like, oh, those people aren't people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
My grandpa said the N-word all the time, but I'm crass.
It's yeah, like, you know what I mean?
It's like,
yeah, it's like, well, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, I'm actually like a good
person. Oh, you're going to ask me what Brazil nuts used to be called again, grandpa? He'd love to tell that story. It was they called them N-word something. You ever heard that? Oh,
Brazil
nut is like a nut, and they used to call them N-word toes.
Oh.
Jesus
my
Christ.
My grandpa would say that every time we saw him. He's like, you remember what these used to be called, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe not, you know, the crowd you want.
No, no,
yeah. Maybe,
yeah, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
not, like, let's follow this guy's advice.
No,
on.
No,
damn.
He's not a moral arbiter.
Yeah.
No. Oh. Yeah.
It's also so crazy when they're like, it's like an older generation. It's like, oh, sex is crass. And I'm like, but you're the one that fucked my grandma.
Yeah, I know. That's I never understood
you actually
that.
Did. Like, you had sex.
Yeah, you cheated on my grandma with your secretary.
Yeah.
And she did. And that's like,
yeah, they're like, sex is crass, but like men back then could just grab anyone's tits.
Yeah, and they could
as
just,
like form of high.
Dude.
Yeah, men back then just cheated brazenly all the time.
The morality is, they don't, it's so strange what they think is
yeah, they're
morality.
Like, oh, you can't curse like that. But
yeah, the cursing, if you say fuck around old people, they get so mad.
But they'll be like, but back in the day, if you were kind of weird, we could cut off part of your brain.
Yeah.
If you were a gay person, we were completely
we're
fine just pretending you don't exist.
You.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's strange.
Yeah, there was a writer in Hollywood that probably got publicly executed for being like, I think homeless people shouldn't die or whatever.
Or being like slightly communist. You went to one meeting, you can't make a movie anymore. It's good. I'm glad we let them control the world. It's good. I'm glad that generation got control and still has it. It's so funny that they still rule us. That's so wild. These tottering old fools just determine every moment of our lives.
No, totally. They
they're
don't
covered
understand
in
how
poop
to do
and they don't. Donald Trump can't even connect to the Wi-Fi, and he's telling us what to do with our
lives. What was that thing? There's a picture of like he had a bruise on his hand, and they covered it with makeup. Did you see that?
Really? Yeah.
And people were like, what's that?
Oh,
and they were like, don't even worry about
he's
it.
He's getting sicker. He's getting easily bruised.
Maybe
oh,
just
okay. He is old as
he
shit.
He also wears so much makeup. I've said this before on the podcast, but it's like, if he didn't have a fake tan and blonde hair, you would see how old he was.
Yeah, is he has that much makeup on? I can never.
He would, look like Darth Vader when he takes the helmet off.
Dude.
I think he would look like, he would just be like, why is this hateful tone on television? Like,
dude,
what's going on?
He would be so ugly.
Yeah.
Is there like pictures of him without makeup
I've
that you're
seen
finding?
One before, yeah. Let me
really?
Find it.
Really? Because they must doll him up. And he's pilled up, too. Huge pill addict.
Oh, really?
Trump's big in like, not like Adderall. Like,
oh, you think he's on the Addy?
Oh, I have
oh, yeah,
heard
he's
that.
Huge on that. Yeah, he's popping them all the time.
I didn't realize.
Dude, you can kind of see it here when his hair blows back. Like, look at that line where his like,
oh,
whatever,
the makeup ends. Yeah.
Or
oh, wow.
I mean, see, Trump, no makeup. I mean, this is Photoshop, but like, imagine that, you know?
Oh, no.
Like,
what Donald Trump really
just
looks
Google,
like.
Just Google, yeah, Trump, no makeup. It's like,
we
dude.
We need a hotter. I mean,
like
Joe Biden was ugly as sin
ugly
as well.
Shit, yeah.
We could have had Kamala. We could have had a hot president.
You ever
we
jerk off to a president before?
I have not. Damn. Have you? Who
I
would you?
I jerked off to Hillary Clinton.
She wasn't president.
I'm not proud of it,
come
but she was
on.
Going to be.
She was going inspired. To be.
I thought she
you
was
jerked
ready.
Off to Hillary Clinton.
I thought the idea of being dominated by a woman in power was hot. I thought it was hot. I thought it's like she wanted her own Monica Lewinsky. I'm coming in. I'm on all fours.
Do I do it better than Bill?
Yeah. You know, I thought it would be like the Oval Office gimp or something.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was hot.
Hillary Clinton. Are you looking at pictures while you did? Are you?
It
this
was a. Fi- it was.
It's
an,
a visual
was, it was
only.
A visual. It was
it's
visual.
In your mind.
I didn't
mean.
Find Hillary Clinton attractive. It's the power that was hot.
Yeah.
Kamala also thought about it.
Yeah, I feel like she's actually attractive.
She's actually
not
kind of
Hillary.
Yeah, I was like,
not
Hillary.
Not
but
you
oh my
go
God,
AOC?
AOC, I'm not leaving my room. AOC, thank God AOC is a president because I wouldn't make it to this podcast.
Ilhan Omar too.
Oh,
there
be
go.
Shooting ropes
that'd
all day. We got.
Oh, Beto O'Rourke.
Beto is hot.
He's
Beto
hot.
Is
I,
hot
I haven't jerked off him, but
yeah.
He's hot.
I think Beto. That's good to unite the country. We're like, we just need a hot president.
We just need a hot president. It doesn't matter what they believe.
Like, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
That would work.
What do you want to do to me?
Beto
tax
was
me.
Lame,
I don't care. Beto is a. He
Beto was, is like your mom's new boyfriend trying to bond with you. Like, I like skateboarding too. And you're like, get out of here.
I was in a band when I was 18.
Wasn't he in like a mildly successful band?
Oh my God, was
Beto
he?
Beto was, yeah. He was in like a mildly successful punk band
he
in, when
it.
He was
I mean,
in
he's,
teens.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that is
well, you're going
cool.
to Houston this weekend.
Hit me up. He's like married with kids and also a politician and also
a perennial.
Could you imagine the controversy? He's like, Beto O'Rourke fucked, blew out Maddie Wiener's back at the Riot Comedy Club. They're like playing your clips.
Beto O'Rourke's new mistress performing at the Riot Comedy Club.
He came so hard in her mouth that she thought about what she did, ruining that family.
A wild riff. I love it. He would probably win more if he had a mistress. I think.
Yeah, you could help. You could
Dems
got to
have
career.
An edge like that. We don't have.
Yeah.
We don't have an edge like
and
that.
And they're
we're
like, oh
lame.
My God, her comedy's so irreverent and edgy.
Yeah, legalized comedy, dude.
Yeah,
legalized comedy. Well,
Dems, like, who is this satanic
that
Lena Dunham?
Now they're never. So funny. Never allowed to get offended by anything ever again,
did
dude.
Elon say legalized comedy?
Oh,
actually,
yeah, he goes,
I thought
legalized comedy.
Oh, that one because I saw a video of someone mocking him. I didn't know
he
actually said that.
No, the real CPAC like footage is fucking insane.
Oh wow,
he's blitzed.
We should watch it.
Before
you leave, like,
and,
he is a ketamine guy, isn't? Yeah, is that true?
That's
what I've heard.
I've heard a lot of
know.
Reports that that's true.
I
he
dude,
seems
I think
fucked up out of his mind
all the time. Sorry, not to do one of your bits on that. We can cut it if you want. But like the thing that you do, where you're like, who thinks that people get offended too easily at jokes these days? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, okay, keep that in mind for this next one.
Oh yeah, I love doing that.
It's so fucking perfect.
It gets them every time because everyone. Even liberals say that. You hear that all the time. Oh, it'd be good offend. But then everyone gets offended by something.
It's and
it's
so brilliant, though. Oh, my God. I saw that and I was
like.
That's
such a good point. Everyone does.
So
everyone's
brilliant.
Offended by something. It's
even
like.
Even comedians.
It's
I think
not.
Some,
I'm offended by things. You should be offended by
there
things.
There should be some
things.
Like, it means you have morality.
Someone in your life has cancer or something and you, someone had a cancer joke. You're like, that's not my favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm not going to like get up and try to hurt you over it. But like, I don't need to laugh. I don't need to laugh at. You don't need to laugh at everything. I hate that. You're not laughing. It's because you're offended. It's like, I don't find everything funny.
Yeah, there's. And then
I'm watching The Big Bang Theory and not laughing. It's not because I'm offended. I just think it sucks.
You watch The Big Bang Theory and you're like, everybody wants to die.
Yeah.
Deep down, everybody wants to die.
Sheldon wants to die.
Shooting himself. Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Oh
that
my
shit
God.
Is brutal.
Speaking of wanting to die, folks, I do have to get to
he
my
has
day
to
job.
Go to his
but
day
you,
job.
You guys,
speaking
you
of being
guys
fucked in the ass by capitalism.
Olive Factory, I'll keep me in your heart.
Oh, my God.
We
He's
love you, Kenyon.
Work on a Monday. You're a king,
sorry
Kenyon.
I started late. My bad.
Get out of here. Right. Go
See
make ya. That money. Jesus.
All right.
Now we can talk about the Latino community. Finally. Yeah, hopefully he's
good. Should we scoot over?
Oh, yeah, scoot. Get more in the middle.
Wait,
yeah.
I don't want to do you dirty by sitting on the mic and then you fart on accident and it's mainlined into the Ben Gerber's ears. Ben Gerber's producing the podcast.
Ben Gerber's
now.
Back. Oh,
he's
somewhere listening to this right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
here,
okay.
we can scoot over there.
Gerber, okay.
Hell yeah.
Well, Center Gerber, I'll try to see if I know any hot moms for you, Gerber. Try to set you up.
Dude, the thing I was going to say earlier was, do you know Robert Sapolsky?
No.
He's
is that
the guy.
Comic?
No, he's a Stanford professor, neurobiologist guy. And he had, you ever see those like YouTube videos where it's a guy with a really big beard and it's like an hour long, but it has like 4 million views and human sexuality.
Oh, that's him.
It's like vaguely like Rogan Sphere adjacent, but he's like legitimately
smart.
A professor and like,
yeah, not
you know
like
what I mean?
A
like
Jordan Peterson type. Who's
yeah.
A fraud. Yeah.
Like it's probably in that kind of Huberman algorithm of like, you want to understand the world quickly, but he's like actually like a great science educator. But it made me think of earlier when we were talking about, your parents liking billionaires that like, he was talking. He's a book about free will that I'm reading. That is, he's talking about how generally religious people see like charitable donations as like a moral thing, whereas like less religious people tend to see something more like restructuring taxes as a more moral thing.
Oh.
It's like less like personally like I did a good thing, so I'm gonna go to heaven.
Oh, yeah, the
but
reward.
You're like, it's more pragmatic kind of.
Oh, okay.
But I wonder if there's part of like a conservative thing where it's like believing that billionaires are gonna do good things because you've been taught to like give your money away and help your neighbors.
They're like, maybe they'll give their money away.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm giving too much credit, but it's like
there is a because you do good things in religion because you want a reward.
Whereas like if you're cynical,
that,
you're like, no, people aren't gonna do good things. You got
to
take that money from it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because well, the religious people think more of they don't think in terms of politics. They think in terms of like the kingdom of God or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like they don't want to change the world in that same way.
But yeah, that's true. They're like you do good things to get into heaven, so of course people are gonna do good things.
Yeah, it'll just happen. Yeah, my mom is like we give out food on Thanksgiving. They go to a homeless shelter. That's their big deed.
And then you're like,
year.
Cut taxes.
Yeah,
and you're like, that feeds them the rest of the year.
Yeah, they're like, no, but it felt pretty good though. It's crazy. They're so religious too, and they're all in the Bible. And it's like, what are you reading?
Dude,
I don't know what book you're reading, Mom. I don't know. I don't remember. It said Jesus had to have the right paperwork to live somewhere. It's so weird how they think these things. I remember the big drag queen portion in Colossians. It's like, where are you getting all this shit from? It's bizarre. Are your parents are like pretty liberal, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably a little more left of them,
they're
but they're
like,
definitely like pretty.
They're progressive, even,
yeah.
You would say. They're like Bernie.
My dad's like Bernie. My mom's probably a little more centrist.
Okay.
But like,
okay.
They're not anywhere near like Trump people, really. Like, yeah. I mean, I grew up pretty like culturally Jewish, but like fairly like
you're from like an intellectual family, aren't you? Like,
and it
like
sounds
smart.
Douchey to say, but like, yeah, like my dad put like my mom and my dad, but my dad especially put like a big emphasis on like question authority, like blah blah. Like if an adult in like around us said something, and I was like, I don't think that's right because blah blah blah, and
no,
I was
you were
right.
The kid calling them out.
My dad would be like, that was really cool. Like I was
oh,
like,
wow.
And it's so funny because then I was like, I'm a contrarian. It's like, no, I'm a contrarian when someone's like, good job, Maddie. Not when someone's actually mad at me. And then
right.
I'm like, no, whatever you want.
You
know?
Need a reward.
Yeah,
it is the same. That's
but
funny.
But like, I feel like I grew up being like, question authority is like a
that's
good value.
Great.
So like,
my
yeah,
parents are so law and order. My dad's tucking his shirt into his jeans to this day. He's
wow.
Not, he won't jaywalk.
You're like cooler than me because you've actually changed the thing that you believed as a kid. Mine seems like I'm doing the edgy thing, but I'm like, I was raised
you were
with the edgy thing.
That
yeah,
way. Yeah,
I'm like
yeah,
actually
yeah.
like
right.
staying in my
right.
hometown, basically.
Right. But you don't, I mean, it's so easy to rebel against such a stupid worldview. I mean, I didn't have to do much to be like, I guess I'm not going to be a racist bigot. Wow, I'm such a hero. Yeah. I chose not to be the most evil thing imaginable. My sister rebelled. My sister's cool as hell, too. We got out. We're all good.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is there a thing that you attribute to, like, what changed that in you, or do you think it's just kind of like your moral code didn't vibe?
Going to college really opened my mind because we were raised in like these white suburbs. I didn't really meet many non-white people until I went to college.
Damn.
If I'm being completely honest, but like it just opened my worldview to like it was Wisconsin too. It wasn't like a very diverse college even, but I was like,
you're
oh,
like,
the world is very different than this suburb I grew up in. Like,
wow.
There's so much more than just a quiet Applebee's cul-de-sac, and it just kind of. It made me realize that everything I had been taught was mostly wrong. Yeah.
Well, you're like such a smart guy too. Not to like totally kiss your, but I mean you're obviously like
sure,
a brilliant guy.
Things,
so it's like
some things, yeah.
But I mean, it just it's maybe this is like some confirmation bias, but I feel like when people are really smart and grow up in that environment, it's like kind of hard to not come to some kind of conclusion. Like
right, but then you meet the really smart like hateful people too.
Mm.
We like to think that Republicans are stupid, but some of them are very smart. Which is crazy. Mm. Like Elon Musk is smart in some ways, like in
yeah.
terms of getting what he wants. Like they're very smart in learning how to manipulate the world and stuff, which is sad. Like and like that Huberman guy is like smart. He's evil, but like
yeah,
it sucks that intelligence doesn't lead to morality, really.
Dude, Huberman, my algorithm is so like. just because comedy is so close to all those things. Yeah. That there's been a few times that I fall asleep watching a YouTube video, and then I wake up in the morning and Huberman's just in my face because it's autoplayed to that. Like, he's like my like sleep paralysis demon that like you go long enough and Andrew Huberman's like.
He's like what? He's like neurology or something. What's his thing exactly?
Yeah, something neurology at I think also at Stanford. I wonder if him and Sapolsky fucking.
Because but he's like the like. The neurology of why homeless people start wildfires. Like, that's like his shit. I feel like Rogan's always mentioning Huberman. Huberman said he saw a Guatemalan light a building on fire.
It's so transparent, too, that it's like, you guys can only listen to a nerd when he's jacked.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, that's the only professor of neurobiology that fucking looks like
that. Yeah, any other one, they're like, oh, that's a low-T cuck bitch. Oh, big words, professor. they have to be jacked.
The T thing is so funny too, because I might have said this on the podcast before, but that like it makes me laugh so hard that Trump's like so Rogan's so anti-trans, but then like I'm pretty sure he takes testosterone.
Yeah, yeah,
and I want him to do one of those videos like, "Hi, I'm Joe Rogan. This is my voice one day on T." Yeah.
One day on T. Yeah, he just has a really high pitched voice. He is like trans. You're pumping yourself full of this shit too, man. It's so funny. What a brutal. I love what comedy's become. It's good.
It's really like.
I think the pendulum's turning, though. I think it's becoming clear that those like right wing guys are just such losers.
Dude, I feel like.
And what they did getting Trump elected, I think it's becoming a little clear. Like, they're just opportunistic grifters.
And hopefully, it's like so impossible to see them as like counterculture now.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing. You can't be a rebel anymore. Yeah. And have a $400 billion Spotify contract. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I do like, again, not to seem totally like. Fangirl kiss your ass, but I feel like you truly are like so important to comedy because you're in that like space where it's like I feel like so much comedy like on the left kind of got like soft and inaccessible to anyone who didn't already agree with you.
Yeah.
And your shit is like talks to everybody but has like. And I'm not trying to pigeonhole you.
I still say the F slur one time in my set. Yeah.
I'm not trying to pigeonhole you as like you're the left, but I mean just like it's so cool to be like I don't know, like
it's like the dirtbag left. It's like what Stav and Nick Mullen were doing. Yeah, yeah.
And I just
that.
Like I don't know. I'm so happy that like you're in stand up because I'm like, oh dude, fucking thank God. Like that's who I like grew up liking to watch. You know what I mean? Like
right,
a Janine Garofalo.
Carlin,
yeah, like
yeah,
a Doug
Bill
Stanhope.
Hicks,
and
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
I don't know.
That stuff went away for a while.
Yeah,
I think it's coming back now though. There's a lot coming.
But I really feel like you're one of the people that's like. I don't know.
Hope,
I think that shit's
so
cool.
I like a lot. I like what Stav is doing too. Oh yeah, wait, there's some. I think it's. That pronoun shit is just so boring. Just like the Rogan joke where he's at. Did you watch his special?
Dude, it's like I think twice. It's like one of the most insane things I've ever seen in my life.
It's so bad. The joke about the male assist. Like he's going through TSA and they have to lift him. I was like, we need a male assist. And he's like, did you just assume my gender?
And it's like, yeah, you talk loudly about your gender for 3 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
We all know your
they
gender.
They did it. We assume people's genders all the time. It's a fine thing.
That's what gets me too. Is like sometimes like, I'm not even opposed to a good like a bad. There are like sometimes good boomer jokes about.
Oh yeah,
trans-
there could
it's
be
rare, but it's like but when you make a joke about it and you don't even know. You're not even getting the thing right.
Yeah, you don't even know what a pronoun is. Like,
that's the thing.
Like, they identify as tanks. It's like, that makes no sense.
It literally, yeah.
There's like four options. There's only four pronouns, really. What are you talking about?
Yeah, give me a good like Z-Zer joke.
Yeah,
from,
yeah.
Like, and then I'll,
right,
that's fun.
Right,
but, like,
all hail Z-Zer or something. Like a stupid pun.
There's fun
anything.
Ways to,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. To talk about a thing that you've clearly never experienced in any way. It's like, Drogan has never been affected by a trans person in his life.
And that's what it is. It's the way you talk about it. It's like, I know that your only interaction with this thing is when you and other people talk about it not in the room. You've never interfaced with any person from this community face to face.
Life has never been affected by someone saying to say a different pronoun to them or whatever. It's unbelievable.
You've seen this happen on the internet and then you like
and then
go
like,
off
I
that.
Must talk about this thing.
I feel like that's part of it. Like the internet is like is you don't have to look at like a macro level, like what is the data? What are the if there's some thing happening, it kills one person a year. That is statistically irrelevant and does not need to be like a national issue.
Right.
But if the video of that went viral,
then everyone's
then
talking about
it. It's like impossible to not have like a visceral response to it, which like obviously it's good when there's like crimes that are brought to life by like video evidence. Like obviously that's like done a lot of good.
Yeah.
But I mean like something like Joe Rogan getting mad at like, oh, this person demanded someone use their pronouns in the supermarket and then they stormed out and cried. It's like that's one crazy person that you now think is all trans people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In that way, I'm like, it kind of hurts it.
Well, that's just like, so everyone's always, people always do jokes like, I was in Brooklyn, everyone has is a blue-haired trans barista. I was like, most people here are black and Latino. It's mostly working class people of color.
Dude, that was making me laugh the other day when I was thinking about like people in Brooklyn doing a land acknowledgement. Like this used to be like Native American land. And it's like, well, and then more recently than that,
it was Caribbean.
Yeah.
Land.
You should have to do the most recent land acknowledgement as well.
Yeah, right.
Not the
We're
one
skipping
that,
a few more thefts in between there. That's funny. And then it was poor Polish people. And then it was, that's so funny. Yeah, it's no good. It's no good.
Do you think that Trump is going to leave after this term?
I think they're going to do a third term thing. I think they're going to pass something. I think it's over, honestly. I think voting's over. I do, sadly.
Dude,
voting is no longer a viable option. You can figure out what the other one is. That's what I'll say. I think that's done. Partisan politics is over, I think.
Are you at a place where you're thinking about like leaving the country?
If they start like really going after like pro-Palestine people or stuff like that, I think maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like they have some plans. I think it's called like Project Esther. Or something where they're like going to deport anyone basically who has said pro-Palestine stuff.
What?
Like any students, they're going to target it mostly at students, but then
like foreign
expand.
Exchange students that are
here.
Yeah,
they're already deporting some, but
Jesus
they're
going to
deport all of them and like revoke their tuition. And like it's a thing that I think will happen.
Dude.
But maybe it won't, but if it, yeah. I also think they're going to come for like comics. Yeah.
That's the thing that
shocked.
Worries. Yeah. Like if like when free speech shit starts,
cause free speech people don't actually believe in free speech. Of course.
And it is one of the few things. It is one of the few like American values that I am actually like, I love that about this country is
if
like,
if you actually
speech.
Believe in free speech.
Yeah. If that's real, then like, that's an incredible thing.
Right.
If we don't have that, like that. And, if like, antidepressants and Adderall,
oh, yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
There's a few medications that I take that I could not be a functioning person without. That would maybe
my
make
girlfriend's
me leave the country.
A therapist, and she's terrified of that because all our clients are going to kill themselves, and we won't get any money anymore.
that's how fucked up it is. That you're like, well, Big Pharma's so profitable, maybe they'll keep it.
Yeah, they could fight. Yeah, that's RFK is so funny. I do love that guy.
He's
what a
so
fucking
insane.
Toad. I love him. An absolute slime ball. Sold out his entire family's historic legacy just so he could send people to Adderall labor camps. The Kennedys like kind of rocked. They were like kind of like decently good liberal people, and he just sold their entire legacy down the river.
And he's married to Cheryl Hines.
She's the one who got him into the anti-vax.
Dude, but it's like you're wrong. That's fucking crazy.
She's one of the original anti-vax celebrities.
The idea though that Larry David has ever had to have a dinner with RFK Jr. is so funny.
Oh, I would love an episode about that.
Oh my God,
like,
dude.
I can't hear you. What are you saying? He has a brain worm. A worm in the brain? What? That would be amazing.
You don't like medicine. What if they make a medicine for the worm?
Yeah, why don't they kill the worm? They can kill the worm in the apple. Why can't they kill the worm in his brain?
Wait, was that your bit where you're like, some of the ideas sound like they came from the worm?
Yeah.
Dude, that
shit
is so funny.
Because
well,
they
God.
Always start reasonable and then they get crazy. Like, he actually has like a quarter of his ideas are good. And that's kind of the whole thing with Trump and them. Like, They do some good things every once in a while.
And if you have a population that only gets their information in sound bites,
so they
he
only
sounds
hear
like
that
guy.
Good thing.
Like, even like RFK, some of his stuff initially sounds like stuff I would agree with. Where you're like, we have a country that treats the symptoms instead of the root causes.
Yeah.
And you're like, awesome. And he's like, so what we're going to do is we're not even going to treat the symptoms. It's like,
yeah,
that
we're
going
to give up on both. Yeah. We're going to a shaman-based medical system. Yeah, like, that's the shit they say. Or, like, Trump, dude. Like, even with Elon, like, every like, eighth cut is, like, good. There are, like, some corrupt things in the government that he has cut.
Yeah.
That are, like, the USAID was, like, kind of a corrupt CIA psyop.
Is that the
kinda.
Real ID?
No, that was,
Star
like,
thing?
When we, like, give money to other countries, but a lot of it was, like,
oh.
A lot of it was, like, we'll build you schools. As long as you let us take all your nickel for free.
Oh,
like
USAID, not USAID.
Oh, yeah, USAID, yeah. Because a lot of that was actually like a CIA, like kind of like propaganda thing. So like that was a good thing. But then he also cut SNAP and welfare and Social Security.
It is crazy though if we end like awful foreign intervention and meddling with elections just because people are like so racist and selfish that they were like, I don't want to help brown people. I want to keep my money.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
You actually might have helped them just now. Like,
yeah, right.
If you actually just fucked
it's
off and left
people
alone.
It's making their lives better in the end, actually. Because, like, all these countries will finally be free. That is true. Racism helps people, actually, folks. That's the lesson here. It's good to be racist. Yes, it helps them. No, it
No, I don't know enough about USA to know that, but I'm just like, it would be funny if they stopped interfering with countries in negative ways because, like there was like the Trump AI Gaza thing.
Oh,
you saw that shit?
That was wild.
But some of the comments, people were like, "Oh, conservatives are actually turning on him in the comments." But some of the comments were like, "Trump, we don't want you spending your money there. We want you spending it here." And it's like,
yeah,
that's why you have a problem with this.
They're not mad about the displacement of 2 million people or the gold statue of Trump. It's so funny. These religious people are like, and the number one commandment, do not have idols. And the guy is like building statues of himself made
of
gold.
Dude, like he's making like Hotel Auschwitz. It's like, you're like, it's insane.
Work will set you free at Trump Gaza.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was wild. And just the AI, this is so not really related, but I'm done with AI videos and AI art.
Fuck it, dude.
Anyone who's sharing that stuff, I'm like, mute. Done.
Yeah.
If you're a comic doing an AI poster, I'm like, just pay a guy $10.
It sucks so bad.
They look terrible.
It looks like AI.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what anyone finds interesting about AI. I really don't.
It is by definition not bigger than the sum of its parts.
It's
it can
just
only draw from things
from
that people
humans
have done.
And then taking everything. And like every time you use it, a lake disappears. It's like, oh, the Caspian Sea is gone, but at least I have Tom Petty singing Boom Boom Pow now. It's like, it's unbelievable. But people love it though. Like I go on the Reddit r stand-up a lot. I like to kind of troll and see what people are talking about. And some guy posted that he created an AI app that would like create a joke in the style of your favorite comedian, like what if Bill Hicks talked about trans people, and then it will spit out a bit, and he's like, isn't this neat? I love stand-up. And I will say, everyone in the comments is like, this sucks, dude.
Thank
you're
God.
A loser. Like
thank
the
God.
Best part of stand-up is that humans create it. But it was like, this guy spent a lot of time making this and thought it was cool
in
and
a
he
weird
really
way,
defended himself in the comments too, and I couldn't. It was wild to watch.
That's fucking insane.
It was insane. All that shit's insane. Like the only good thing humans do is art. And
yeah,
we're replacing
and it's the thing that people
AI.
Are like, oh, it's not a reliable job. And with AI, you're like, it actually might be the last job to ever be replaced.
Yeah, it is, really.
If we're like allowed to do it, it'll like,
right, yeah. AI scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, we got to hold on to the fact that Elon Musk said legalize comedy. We got to like keep that soundbite alive so that if they try to censor people, like legitimately,
yeah, remember
you, be, like,
you said
legalize
comedy. Yeah, yeah.
We got to like use that to like, I mean, it won't do anything. They have like tanks and shit. You
yeah,
know
they'll go into the Toledo Funny Bone during our sets and take us out. Yeah. Tyler Fisher is now the only allowed comedian at the Toledo Funny Bone. Famous alt-right legend, Tyler Fisher.
Dude.
All these, it's that we won't go to names, but like there are these people who weren't political. There's a lot of comics who like never talked about politics, and now they're like these alt-right comics. I'm like, you were just a goofy guy before COVID.
Yeah, and you wonder, did you always have those views in a closet way, or did you
or
get
did
on
you
this to
grift?
Or,
I think it's a little of both.
Or did you actually get radicalized in some
way? I think
way?
COVID broke some people's brains.
Yeah.
I think something about the mask and the vaccine really destroyed people, and I don't really get why.
And it's just so weird, because if it had been spun differently, I don't think people would have seen it as so obtrusive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just really weird how we got to a point where, like,
we all got 12 vaccines when we were a kid, and this extra one was somehow the bridge too far.
I just wonder if conservatives were like, no, it's good. If conservative politicians were like, the vaccine's good, be like American made. Great.
Yeah. They could have
you
sold it.
You don't want an American made product
coursing through
your veins.
But they have to disagree with Democrats on everything. So that's just how their culture war works.
Like the fucking the border policy that like Trump turned down, even though wasn't there like a thing like
which
there
one?
They were gonna like when he was in office, I think there was like they were gonna come to like a agreement about something on the border, and then Trump Trump wasn't in office. I think it was Republicans killed it, and Ted Cruz, I think, has openly said he was like, yeah, we had to kill it because then Trump wouldn't like have anything to run on.
Oh, because if they pass it while Biden's president, it's over. Yeah, yeah.
But they
oh,
and
yeah.
it's like just an open, it's not even open secret. It's just open.
That's
they,
just
like,
how politics works.
Fully turned it down, yeah.
We can't. We have to do it after we're elected. You got to get elected, and then you don't do it, of course, because just like the Democrats not codifying Roe v. Wade, it was like, just so we would continue to vote for them and all that shit.
That shit is.
They're unfortunately just as evil in a different way. They're in like a spineless worm way.
Yeah.
It's not great. But Luigi, he'll probably be executed. But
do you think so?
I bet so, yeah. He'll definitely be executed.
Damn.
But maybe there'll be more.
Weren't they kind of trying to make it like a mistrial based on like, they were like, it's been such a spectacle that like we can't get a fair jury.
But with money involved, he'll be dead. He'll be dead. You can't.
Dude,
let that guy
I mean,
live.
The public outcry, though, if he gets. I mean, do you think it'll be televised?
On C-SPAN or whatever. They're always on C-SPAN.
But it'll
you
be
can
like,
watch
but,
any
like,
execution.
Really?
Back in the day. I don't think they execute people anymore, really. But I remember Timothy McVeigh
oh, wait,
was
but,
on.
Because an execution is different from the death penalty?
No. Same thing. Yeah, just like
the death penalty is still happening, right?
They don't do it that often, but yeah, maybe there have been famous people in a bit that I've. But I remember Timothy McVeigh was on TV. You could have watched it if you had like C-SPAN.
Jesus,
I don't know if I would want to, but like,
yeah,
was,
that sounds
it
horrible.
Was on there, yeah.
But I just mean if you give people that image, I feel like it would.
Yeah, maybe they'll be like, this one won't be televised. They don't want a martyr content.
I don't know. Like, yeah, it just seems like it could make a huge fucking.
Well, they are, but they fumbled the bag so many times. Like him walking next to all those cops was like an amazing photo. They're just they're idiots. They don't understand. They can't grasp why we like Luigi. The politicians are too stupid to get. What are they seeing this guy? Violence. Yeah. That's anti-American.
Italians aren't hot. They're so old. They're like, Italian man aren't attractive. Yeah,
a Dago? A Dago eating? What the hell? I've never seen a WAP walk like that before. What the hell? We can bring back those slurs, folks. Cool left. We can say those. We got to be cool left. Polak is back. It's good.
Girls of the show. Where I'm like, it's not like, oh, I'm being swamped. I was like, it only takes one, you know? So I'm just trying to be
people are weird,
smart about
people
whatever.
People are really
I don't know. Have you
strange.
Had any crazy fans of like,
I
parasocial, like, oh, I love you and we're friends.
Yeah. Oh, so many. Because I used to respond to pretty much everything on Instagram.
Whoa.
I was like, kind of like that. Because a lot of people do that. Like, it's like, go to engage or whatever. And then I don't really do it anymore. Unless they're asking about like tickets for a show or something, I'll respond. But I think people think that we were friends sometimes. I responded to like four of their, they respond to my story four times and I'd be like, oh, that's cool. Or like, I'd say like a sentence or two. And it's so strange how people interact online.
Yeah.
I don't post my girlfriend ever online because people are such weirdos.
It's crazy to me when people like post their kids and stuff too. I'm just like, it's.
Using your kids for content is, that's
evil.
An evil.
You honestly should like have
evil.
Your kids like taken away. Like that should be like illegal.
I truly think that's foul.
Yeah.
To post a video of your kid, maybe a picture, whatever, but like to make like funny videos of your kids.
And it's also
it's
one
disgusting.
Thing if you have an Instagram account that it's like, my friends from high school follow this and we're just here sharing my family vacation. But if you're like a famous person and you're going viral off that, it's like the kid didn't consent to like take even creepy stuff out of it. It's like, it's just, what is that doing to your kid's brain that they're like, mommy needs content.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I have to act for mommy. And if I'm not funny, she won't film me or won't
Yeah,
love
your
me.
Kid's probably behaving differently because he knows my face lights up when I fall
yeah.
down or whatever.
Your
it's
mom's like only 75K on the video today, Jimmy. Views are down.
Dude.
So is your food intake. Yeah.
Could you make an argument that that's like child labor?
Yeah, it is. Definitely child
I mean,
labor.
Being an influencer
yeah.
is like a job.
And
like,
they don't get the money from it. Or I mean, I don't actually know. I don't think they do, though. I don't think they get the money
the
from
kids?
It. Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah, I, mean,
I don't
like
think it's going
are...
in an escrow account until they're 18 or something. I think they're just taking the deal from Aquafina for a sponsored ad or something. Yeah. It's gross. People are the parasocial is really weird.
Yeah.
I've never thought like because I follow Elton John online that Elton John's my friend.
I will I admit I followed people where I'm like, oh, I think we would be friends.
Oh, sure.
But
maybe.
I'm not like living in some like
but people. This happens at every show. Someone's like, I'm the guy who DM'd you this. I'm the guy who told you to eat at Buffalo Joe's. And I'm like, yeah, I don't remember that, man.
This is
they think I remember that.
I've been that person, not in a parasocial way, but just in life. Sometimes you have moments where you have to realize that person's life is so much cooler than my life that cool moment for me was a blip on the radar for
right.
them.
Right. And it's just like, it's our job.
Yeah. It's like my, I don't even mean we're so cool. But
no,
I'm like,
we're not that cool. I
but
just like,
it all you blends know what I mean? Together. You kinda, you're like, oh, that was a big deal for me, but they didn't.
Right. That same was with like at shows. People be like, I was the guy last year who said I sold insurance and you like made really fun sweet. Of me. I'm like, I don't remember that.
I will say I'm not selling enough tickets. And sometimes that happens. And I'm like, dude, yeah, it's so good to see you. Like there is a few. There's been a few of those. Like if you're one of those people watching this, I'm like, it actually fucking made my day, dude.
There are
I'm lonely enough that I'm like, thank God we are friends. You can be my best friend.
There are sometimes I do remember the people for sure. But and it also, it does blur together when you do enough shows.
Well, and you're on the road like nobody else.
Yeah, I'm doing way too many shows. Yeah, it does all blur. It is just a job in the end. They think it's like, I mean, it is fun, but like it is work also. Mm. Like it's not always just like partying. Just like sometimes it's just like I clock in and clock out. Yeah. I'm not really having fun every time.
And I don't mean to sound like anytime someone talks to me or is like, oh, I remember this. I'm like, sometimes that's like really cool.
No,
it's when
it
someone's
can be great.
Like weird and overbearing and doesn't respect boundaries.
When
and
they're
is
talking
like,
to you for more than like 2 minutes, then I'm like, yeah. This is weird.
But I've had like, I did a show in Portland and me and some people afterwards had a conversation for like 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Cause we were like getting along as people. And it was like, but
yeah,
we were like people meeting
cool.
for the first time. They weren't like, and also when this, it was, you know what I mean? It's like, sometimes there's just a lack of.
There's a difference between meeting someone for the first time and being a fan who's just like kind of sucking up to you a little bit.
Yeah,
because
I feel like I've
hang.
Been that person too. You meet someone and you're like, I'm not playing it cool right now. And I gotta learn to.
I guess I don't think I've been that guy. I'm just really shy. I would never. I don't think I would fanboy out. Maybe if I saw like Noel Gallagher, then I'd go wild. If I saw Oasis, then I'd go nuts. I would fanboy out for them.
That would be your biggest.
That's why I'm seeing them this summer.
Are you really?
Me and Bobby Condon are going to London.
Well,
and Tommy Brennan.
Go,
yeah, we're all going to London.
Oh, that's sick.
And doing some shows,
dude,
and seeing Oasis.
The thing that Sarah and James Austin Johnson did.
Oh,
on
yeah,
SNL
when they did Noel. Yeah.
SpongeBob legend.
Yeah.
And I watched that again the other day. That shit made me laugh so hard.
Sarah's amazing. A true legend. Lefty legend. Oh, there's
Sarah Poster, which I'm now immediately wishing I didn't admit on camera because that's really wild to have a poster of someone. We were like on the same show at a music festival, and I was like,
no,
she's so
that's
cool.
Cool. We're friends with Sarah. That's cool.
She
that's,
rips.
That's, yeah,
it's a cool poster.
Lefty legend, too. Good politics.
Yeah.
Good person. Yeah. Love Sarah.
She rocks.
Good to see the good ones win sometimes. Doesn't yeah, happen often. Emil, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Actually, SNL has a good crop right now of people. Mm. Yeah, but. Not many. That's the end of my positivity. I was trying to go for that. I was like, that's all I got. There's a couple of good people on SNL. That's the best thing going on in the world right now. <That's brutal. laughs> life is brutal. Yeah, it's good. What are you doing for your mental health, Maddie? What do you do?
I am.
Life is hard now.
The rabbits are huge.
The rabbits
for it.
Are huge. There we go.
I try to like talk to people a lot. I've noticed the days where
oh,
I really spiral are days when I like. I'm not around people. I'll be like,
really?
It hits 5 p.m. and I haven't talked to anybody. I'm like, not even like I'm crazy extroverted, but if I'm just alone, I.
Oh, it goes.
Yeah.
Really? I just want to be alone every
really?
Second of the day.
It doesn't
yeah.
bum you out?
No, it bums me out to see people. I get mad every time I see people. Something pisses me off. I think that's more on me than them.
I was
but
like, it can't just be people. It has to be like friends.
Yeah, yeah. If I go on the train, someone will be doing something, I get pissed off now. I don't have time for
it. What was the last
it.
Thing that like...
Just like someone talking loudly. I'm like, you're talking about dumb fucking shit. And I'm just trying to sit here and quiet. I just get angry at everything now.
Sometimes
like on the plane, if someone's talking on an airplane, I get so angry. I think that should be a silent cathedral. I think you shouldn't be talking on the airplane. We should just be in God's space and just like kind of be thankful he let us into his sky kingdom. Just kind of just, let's just chill out. No Wi-Fi on the plane. I think that's wrong.
Really?
I
are
yeah.
you raw dogging flights?
Yeah. I'm.
No
I
music, no books.
No, maybe I'll read once in a while. I usually sleep or
what
close
do you
my
think
eyes.
About, oh, sleeping.
I sleep
huge,
the whole
yeah.
time, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because I get so now with the plane shit, I'm so anxious.
Dude, I've been really freaking out.
It's
too.
Really bad, and that's hard. I have to fly.
Yeah.
Like I just have to. It. There's no other way to do this job.
How much do you think is that like anecdotal, like confirmation bias?
I think it is more. I think it's a mostly confirmation bias because. There was one crash that was bad, but there hadn't been a crash in 10 years before that.
And there's probably been like millions
years.
Of flights.
There's so many flights. But me and Tyler Horvath were flying to Raleigh last week, and there was terrible turbulence for like 90 seconds. Oh. And everyone was like screaming and the lady behind me was praying.
Oh my God.
And it was perfectly fine the rest of the flight, but it was wild for like 90 seconds.
Dude, I need the captains to come on and be like, we have turbulence, but don't worry, it's safe.
Yeah. Because
when they're like,
really
it's going to get rough for a minute. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I know that he was like, everyone buckle up, flight attendants, please sit down. And we're like, oh, it's over.
You have to say like, it's fine. We just have to do this.
Please calm me down. I know nothing. I don't even know what turbulence is.
Yeah, turbulence didn't scare me like as a kid because I was just like, planes are bumpy sometimes. But when you're aware that humans built this and we're in the sky unnaturally and how like not like guaranteed it is, as an adult, it scares me way
If you've
more.
Ever met like a welder, you're like, oh, that guy made this plane.
I have a friend
guy,
who's a welder.
That
He's
guy
a comic.
Got fucking hammered the night before and was hung over riveting this thing together. Like that's
real scary. That's
just like when you learn that all teachers are drunks and you're like, everyone we thought was a genius is just a drunk fool. Same with doctors. Every doctor I know is partying every night.
It is fucking scary
they're
that doctors
operating
are like
hungover
just
all the
people.
Time.
Yeah.
Or they're drunk at the job. Like now I look
That's
back, so,
so
many of my high school teachers were drunk.
Dude, you know what really gets me? Doctors that have like TikTok accounts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I had a surgery go wrong and I found out that the doctor filmed a TikTok video while they were scrubbing in, I would sue them until I had no money left in my bank account.
Yeah,
like I would
you better
I
be
would
perfect.
Never let that go.
Yeah, they you can't fuck up if you're an Instagram doctor ever.
Like what is that, dude? Imagine you like just got you have surgery scheduled for tomorrow and then you're on Instagram and you're like, "Is that my fucking doctor?"
He's lip syncing to a dance video right now.
Yeah, he's flossing like in front of my x-ray. Like dog, I have a tumor. Like you gotta
you can't
be on TikTok
out. Yeah,
you can quit being a doctor and be like an educator, but you cannot be
a TikTok doctor. Actively practicing doctor,
that is
also
fucking insane.
It's so weird to go to a doctor because like, yeah, I'm going to Dr. Johnson because he's got a fire Instagram account. I just love his aesthetic. He just has really good posts, yeah, and I look forward to them.
You go to medical
I don't know if
school.
He knows anything about cardiology, but I'm going in.
You
yeah.
go to medical school, and you're like, oh, God, now I got to post clips. The industry's
yeah,
different.
Yeah. Even in as a doctor, they're doing content. They're still like, Wednesdays are best for aorta stuff. Yeah.
Like, yeah, there used to be gatekeepers. And it was like, yeah, the American Lung Association.
Yeah, oh, my God. It is. Social media is good.
Well, but speaking of, we're probably at about, I don't know, are we
oh,
at an
wait,
hour?
I don't
Do you
know.
Need to get
I
out of here?
Oh,
man, it's 3:30. We've been doing
oh,
like
shit.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah, I probably got to go in dude, like 10 minutes or
dude,
so. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We'll let you go. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you for having
You're the
me,
go.
Folks. We had a great time.
Where can people find you? Where are you going to be?
Find me on whitecomedian.com, folks. I bought the URL about a decade ago. $120
awesome.
A year, whitecomedian.com. I'm touring everywhere. The exhausting tour is over in like a month and a half, but it's still going. Please come to a show. Hopefully a new hour coming out this summer should be good.
Huge.
Hopefully.
Jeff's the best. Go follow him, even though you're probably drawing more viewers to this than we are to you. But
no,
if you're here,
your
go follow him.
Please.
I'm on Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. My Punch Up Live in my bio has all my tour dates.
Yeah, you're touring a lot now, right?
We're doing
Hell
it. We're
yeah.
running the hour
has it
now.
Been fun?
It's been super fun.
Yeah,
I've
it's
been,
so fun.
I really like, hadn't really gotten the gear shift of like I was doing an hour like at a 15 minute set pace and it was
exhausting me.
And then I was like, oh, an hour is a different thing.
You gotta go, there's peaks and valleys, you can't kill the whole time. No one can kill the whole time
now that I'm doing that, and I'm like, oh, you can really like stretch out with an idea and like not to make it sound like I'm, you know, being
it's whatever, I'm
stretching out on like cum and being fat and stuff, but it's like
but once
it
you
is
do
fun.
An hour, it's tough to go back to the 15 minute spots. They're not fun anymore in
now
my
you're
opinion.
Like, oh, a 15 minute spot is to work on one chunk of something.
I used to fit
in a lot of stuff, and now I'm like, no, this should be for like one thing.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. Now I feel like if I don't do a half hour, I don't really get going anymore.
Wow.
I don't really like doing spots in the city that much.
That's kind of nice that you can just take time off while you're here.
I kind of gave up doing spots in the city.
Whoa.
I just do so many hours on the road. I'm like, I need a 12-minute spot at Williamsburg Comedy Club isn't going to make me a better comedian anymore.
Do you think you'll like, if you take like, you know, a summer off from touring.
I am taking the summer off,
like,
so maybe I'll come back, but summer makes me really sad, so I don't know.
I get that too.
Especially now with like the climate change summer, when it's that hot, I get so, there's a deep dread in me. when it's 100 degrees every day, and it's like, oh, that really makes me, there's drought. Nothing scares me more than a drought. I don't know why, but that's like, that's what gets me. Hurricanes, I don't really care about that. Earthquakes, I don't care about a drought. It's so scary.
Yeah, you're like, how do we fuck up so bad that we have our big problems are more water and not enough water?
Yeah, yeah. Can we just have the right amount of water?
Just even, yeah, just spread the water around.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
How are you flooded and you're on fire?
Why don't they just spread the water around? Why don't they make the entire country out of the black box? Why don't they do that?
We don't need all this fancy technology. Just share the water.
Share the water.
That's my RFK climate change platform.
That people would vote for that. Like, it makes sense.
That's how stupid it is right now that I'm like, a riff that we did for like, how stupid would this be if you thought this? We were like, that could win.
That could be a good, my dad's like, look, billionaires are sharing the water. That's really nice of them to give us some water.
No, when they spit in my mouth, that's sharing the water.
I got Elon spit. Oh, it's brutal.
Goddamn. Well, follow Kenyon, too. He's, Kenyon Comedy on Instagram. He's going to be with me in Houston featuring. Those are going to be really fun.
Let's go.
So this should be out before that. Yeah.
Great club. Very fun.
Yeah. I'm super excited.
Hell yeah.
Well, follow Jeff, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Bye.